I'd like to share a little thought with us this morning. Hope it'll be an encouragement and help to us all. I'd like to look, starting off in the book of Psalms, the 73rd chapter, in the first verse. It says, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein." This scriptures have, they've always touched me because this person was living for God, serving God, and yet he saw something that caused him to lose his hold of faith. He began to slip. His spiritual feet began to slip away, and it seemed so unfair to him. He was trying to live for God and serve God, and yet he seemed like he was being chastened every morning and things weren't working out right. And he looked at others that weren't living for God and everything was going well for them, and it caused him to begin to lose his hold on God, his faith. You know, the devil would like for us to lose our faith. He'd like for us to throw up everything and give up everything. And that's not the thing for us to do. But his thoughts were off. His thoughts, his understanding, what he was seeing, what he was computing in his mind and his wasn't really true and really wasn't it wasn't true. And he didn't understand that. It says, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein." You know, I'm thinking about how important it is for us. God in one place said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so are my ways above your ways." Well, that's a long way. That's a big difference. We tend to see and compute by the things that we see. God is eternal. He's spirit. He sees the beginning. He sees the end of things. But we need to be able to have him... I don't really know. It doesn't specify what happened that day in the sanctuary, but somehow his mind was open. Somehow God had revealed something to him that he wasn't seeing, because it changed his whole demeanor. You know, he was saying, have I done this in vain? I've cleansed my hands, my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. Has it all been in vain? That's the way his thoughts were before. And then when he went in the sanctuary, he understood their end. In verse 20, it says, as a dream when one awaketh, so, Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Here in the first part of the chapter, he's losing his faith, he's losing his hold in God, thinking it was foolish, and now we see a complete change because of the presence of God, the light of God that illuminated his faulty reasoning, his faulty thoughts, his mind, his thoughts, and God was able to reveal to him. There's another scripture I want to get now in the book of Psalms, 139th chapter. Psalms 139. He starts out in verse 1. He says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And then I want to go down to verse 23. He said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, we believe that God is omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. Here he mentions there's not a word in our mouth that he knows. He knows our thoughts, he knows our life, he knows our background, he knows our history. And he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. You know, we need the Lord to enlighten. I think about the song that says, if I had the choosing of my pathway in blindness, I should go astray and wander far away in darkness, nor reach the land of endless day. If I'm just following my thoughts, if I'm just following my course and my agenda and just what I want to do, and I'm really not holding it up before God and seeking the Lord and asking the Lord to open the right doors, close the wrong doors. We go astray. Our hearts tend to stray. And his prayer is, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I believe the Lord wants to do that. He wants to, He does search us. He does try us. We want to have that desire for God to help us to see us. Lord, help me to see my thoughts, and help me to see, you know, I think about thoughts. I think about in life, it just seems like things accumulate. You know, material possessions, things, it just has a way of accumulating over time. It becomes clutter. It can become very draining, you might say. It can become discouraging. But I thought our thoughts are kind of like that the same way. Over time, there's things that, little thoughts and things that can, attitudes and things that can kind of begin to grow in our mind, in our heart, in our thoughts, in our spirit, that's really maybe not the Lord's thoughts, but it's our thoughts. And it can lead us away from what the Lord really has for us and the path that He has for us. He can build thoughts between couples. He can cause things to happen that kind of put up little barrier places, little places of just distance. If you know what I'm talking about, there are things that are our thoughts that could be coming from offenses and different things that have happened in life. But we need the sanctuary. We need the presence of God to help us to see our thoughts and to see the Lord's thoughts. And the Lord can help us to know His way and His thoughts. You remember Samuel? I want to get that. 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. The Lord told Saul to go destroy the Amalekites. And the word of the Lord, it came to Samuel in the 1 Samuel 15, verse 10, Saul, he gave directions to Saul of what to do, but in verse 10 it said, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. You know, the Lord, Saul did what the Lord told him to do. He went to the Amalekites. He battled the Amalekites, but the Lord told him to destroy everything. And Samuel said, well, if you've obeyed the voice of the Lord, why are the sheep, what are these sheep doing alive? And he said, they have brought them, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord. God wasn't wanting those sheep and those oxen for a sacrifice. He asked for them to be destroyed. And I'm just thinking about how he thought, his thoughts were, it seemed reasonable, it seemed maybe, but another place later on it says that he feared the people. I think deep in his heart he realized and he recognized that he had disobeyed the Lord, even though he told Samuel, he said, I performed the commandment of the Lord. But he goes on, he mentions in verse 23, Samuel told him, he said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. You know, Saul, it didn't seem like he had a real heart. He mentions, he said in verse 30, he said, honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel. It seemed like that was more his concern about his reputation more than what was that he had disobeyed God. David disobeyed the Lord also. David failed. David sinned in his life. But he repented very deeply. And he prayed that God would renew a right spirit within him. And the Lord restored David. The Lord blessed David. But Saul, it just seemed like he went from bad to worse. But his thoughts going his direction caused him trouble and heartache and disappointment. And Lord, help us to be open and receptive to the Lord talking to us and the Lord revealing Himself to us. You know, as humans, we're kind of masters. I hate to say this, but we're masters at human reasoning and excuses that we can give to ourselves, to the Lord. We can come up with excuses. We can come up with our human thoughts, our human reasonings. But we need the Lord's light in our life. We need God's direction. We need the Lord to help us and to show us. Psalm 77. He said, I cried in verse 1, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. You know, this person in their, they were crying unto God. Their spirit was seeking. And he said, my spirit made diligent search. They were crying out for God's light, for God's thoughts, God's understanding, God's blessing and help in their life. And they were seeking that. My spirit made diligent search. And in this, that other psalmist said, search me, O God, and try my thoughts, and know my thoughts and my ways. And I believe if we do that, I believe sincerely seeking the Lord, opening our heart to Him, searching Him, there are things, one scripture mentions, it said that, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I'm living in disobedience, if I'm doing something that God is not pleased with, it's gonna put a block in the relationship. It's gonna put a block in a place of us being able to receive what God has for us. And that's why he prayed, Lord, search me and try me, know my thoughts and my ways. My spirit made diligent search. You know, we do the best we can to search our hearts and our ways, but ultimately it has to be God that reveals to us the right path, the right way, that reveals our own hearts to us, to help us to be able to see. It takes the Lord's help. I want to close in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, in the first verse. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe, woe is me, for I am a man undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he set it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. You know, when the presence of the Lord was there, he saw, he said, "Woe, woe is me." He realized that things about him, he said, "For I am undone. I can't bear the presence of God. I'm undone. It's revealed to me. My life has been shown to me." You know, that's the light we need. We need God to shine His light upon us, to open our hearts and say, "Lord, is there something in me that's something in me that you want to reveal, that you want to expose and want to..." You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again, but sometimes it seems like it's easier to see other people than it is ourselves. Is that just me, or is that you too? So many times it's so much easier to see what others are doing, and it's hard to see us. Brother Clifford Wilson, I wished I had it. A lot of my books are still in boxes. But he had a poem, I'd read it this morning, but it's called "The Inward Mirror." And he talks about in the poem, he makes a statement. He said, "I thought it was all clean and fair there. I thought everything was good. I thought I was doing God's will. I thought everything was okay. Until the light came on. And it helped him see." And in the poem, he began to see, "Whoa, I need help. Woe is me." You know, in this scripture, the Lord had what Isaiah needed, didn't he? A live coal from off the altar to touch his lips, to touch his mouth. It said his iniquity was purged. You know, we live in this world, and things can have a way of thoughts and feelings can have a way of sticking to us. Ideas and things that we're exposed to, we're bombarded with thoughts all the time. Books, news, all different kinds of thoughts that come our way, and they just have a way of sticking in different places in our mind. And sometimes we need that presence of God to help us to say, woe is me. Lord, I need help in this area. I need you to save me in this area. Save me from myself. Save me from my ways and my thoughts, and lead me in the way of everlasting. You know, I believe this morning, if we really honestly want to serve God and live for Him and give our life to Him, and you know, the Lord allows things to help us to see. He allows things to help us to see our need, and that's the mercy of God. That's His blessing. That's His help. And I'm thankful for it today. But we need that upon our minds. We need that Spirit in our heart, in our mind, showing us the right path. And God can do that if we open our hearts up to Him and allow Him to... He sees it anyway. He sees us inside and out anyway. But He's able to reveal to us. And I believe that's the value of the Holy Spirit today, is the ability to reveal things to us and to show us the right path and the right way to take, because we can't do it within ourselves. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I would go astray. We need to wait on God. We need to seek Him and look to Him. And He'll show us, if we seek Him earnestly, He'll reveal to us. I appreciate your attention this morning. Pray for me.